All right, I want to share something with you that I saw yesterday. I want to share something with you that I saw yesterday that was, I thought, fascinating. Because I used to do this. My career started in radio, actually, and then went to local news, and then did a period of time with NBC and so on and so forth. But I spent hundreds of hours out on live shots, did thousands of the things. You'd be out here doing one story here, one story there, whatever, however you work that out. But in Michigan yesterday, the local TV station, the CBS affiliate, WWMT, shows up to talk about a restaurant owner that's defying the shutdown orders from the state of Michigan, saying, hey, I've got to survive here. You know, you've put us down again. In Michigan, almost 300,000 people are out of work this week because of the governor's shutdown orders, similar across the country, as Democrat governors continue to order these shutdowns, lockdowns, and closeouts. And so he couldn't take it anymore, could Dave Morris is the man's name. And the live shot starts with Tavarius here, nice guy, he's doing his live shot, and the anchor looks scared to death as if something bad's going to happen, and I suppose I can understand that. But let's start with bite number one. Here's how it starts. Go.
Our government leaders have abandoned me.
Are you the owner?
$4 trillion of stimulus money. They gave it to who? Special interest groups and campaign donors. I'm Dave Morris. I own the place.
So what's going on?
What's going on? You know what's going on.
Tell me. You tell me.
Hey, we got a government that has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back. Okay?
So do you feel that this is the right thing to do?
Absolutely. I feel everybody needs to stand up. Hey, listen, there was enough money to give every family in this country $20,000 to go home for 2 months. They chose to give it to special interests and campaign donors, the Kennedy Space Center, and they abandoned us.
Now, I give credit to that reporter. He didn't flinch. He stepped into it. Good man. Way to get it done. And the conversation continued. Dave Morris, who I also give credit to, for speaking truth to power. Here's more of what was said in that exchange.
This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free. I got patriots coming out supporting me the last 2 days. You know what? It's a great thing. Wake up. This is America. Don't let them ramrod you. This is crazy when you turn around and you watch what's going on Westinghouse Avenue, the big department stores, the train station, the airports, side by side eating meals for 4 hours. And you're going to blame me? Come on. Come on. This is not right, and you guys know it. Everybody knows it. Stand up, America. Give us the money to shut this thing down and calm this virus, but don't take it out on a select few.
Stand up, America. Don't take it out on me. Don't take it out on a select few. There you have it. Don't take it out on a select few. All right, we're going to shift gears real quick because Project Veritas doing a great job getting in on the CNN morning call the last few weeks. Neil McCabe is here, Communications Director, Project Veritas. Jeff Zucker said America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani is just a useful idiot for Donald Trump, among so many other things he said. Neil, welcome back to the program.
Hey, phenomenal to be with you, Steve. Good morning.
What a coup for you guys to get it on the morning call. And apparently you've done it for several weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, it started over 2 months ago, and it became kind of part of our morning routine here, like a lot of people who work for Jeff Zucker, and we would tune in to the morning call.
At some point, though, James couldn't take it anymore. He had to start asking questions. Hey, Jeff, I got some questions for you. And then it all ended. It was all terminated at that point, right?
Yeah, Steve, I think you can appreciate that, you know, there are different factions in every organization. There were people arguing that, for instance, when Cynthia Hudson says that the reason why the Cuban Americans in Florida are supporting Trump is because they're attracted to bullies, you know, hey, I was one of them. I said, hey, let's put this out today. But then there's also this idea that when you're undercover and you're inside, you're on the inside, why not stick around? The general feeling was, and James made the decision, that the election's going to get plenty of coverage, but let's see what they're going to do after the election. And then, of course, it just became a time, you know, it's like, when do you pull the plug? And finally, James, as you said, it had enough.
Right. But, okay, so what did you learn? I mean, he said he wanted to find out how the sausage is made. I have a pretty good idea. I've worked in those organizations in a previous life. It isn't pretty, though, is it? They have an agenda every day, and the agenda is to sharpen their axe against Donald Trump and anybody associated with him every day, anybody that supports him in any way, and meanwhile give Joe Biden a nice, soft, fluffy pillow. That's pretty much it, isn't it?
Oh, sure. I mean, I worked at it as a reporter before I joined Veritas. You know, I was on morning calls. I was morning calls at newspapers in Boston. When I was at Breitbart, Human Events, One American News. And all the calls I participated in were, you know, there was give and take. Reporters were pitching stories. People were, you know, editors were saying, hey, this is what we need someone to cover. There was a lot of give and take. Not on the Zucker call. So I think the number one lesson from the Jeff Zucker call is that he dictates the news that will be presented on CNN every morning, regardless of whether it's true or not, but rather based on whether it fits Jeff Zucker's agenda or worldview. And so they will hype some stories, they will suppress other stories, like the Hunter Biden laptop story, and they will target people. Like over and over again, Jeff Zucker says, we have to go after South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham deserves it, Jeff Zucker says.
Yeah, so apparently he is the enemy. Neil, great work again. You guys just keep surprising me. I shouldn't be surprised, but great work again. Neil McCabe, Communications Director, Project Veritas. Keep it coming, my friend. It's all so very good and delicious.
Take care.
Friday, December 4th. More great. If you haven't heard it, go listen to the CNN Morning Calls Project Veritas put out there. It's Friday. We'll be right back.